إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, if there is anything which is more important, if there is anything which is more important than vision, more important than a great goal, more important than enthusiasm, more important than passion, it is consistency. Consistency is the ability to wake up every morning and take one that foot forward, is to put one foot ahead of the other and to continue walking on the path leading to our destiny. And this is very important for us to remember, because without consistency, all passion, all enthusiasm can dampen and can stop. Especially, this is important to remember in terms of long-term goals. Especially, this is important to remember in terms of goals which are difficult to achieve. Because at some point, unless we are consistent, then the enthusiasm flags and the goal is not achieved. The reason I'm saying this is that consistency is one of the most important lessons, if not the single most important lesson, that we learn from the lives of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised this in the Quran with regard to, for example, Musa, Nuh alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he gave da'wah for 950 years. Imagine what kind of consistency that is, to continue to work in the face of apparent failure, because he believed in his mission, because he believed in what he was doing, because he believed in the fact that he was trying to do good for the people. The same story at the level of excellence is in the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you look at his life, especially the life of the Makkah period, it is a series of failures, one after the other. Almost everything that he did not work. It failed, and in some cases in some cases also with physical harm to him, yet he did not give up his mission. He continued and he continued until the final thing, where he eventually had to leave his home and he was banished and he went to live in Madinah to Munawwara. And as we see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave him success. The difficulties did not cease. The important thing to understand is that consistency is structure. Consistency is, as I said, to wake up every morning and to continue the journey. Not to give up, not to sleep, and not to wish that you don't wake up. No, is to continue. And that is the most important thing that we need to take away with us. This is also particularly important today in the light of what is happening in Gaza, in Palestine. We are seeing, alhamdulillah, for the first time, a huge number of civilian people from all walks of life, from all faiths, from all nations, all coming together to fight against injustice. Now, in this case, consistency is extremely important. Consistency in doing what we are doing, consistency in boycotting products, consistency in coming out on the streets, in protesting, in making sure that the voice of the of a voice of conscience is heard. This is very important, to continue on the track with the complete and total certainty and hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will give success. One of the things that all empires forget, and if you read history, it's the same story over and over again. And that's exactly the same story that we're seeing being repeated today. The thing that all empires forget is that when they grow to a certain size, their arrogance overtakes their minds. Their intelligence gets clouded and completely blinded by their arrogance. For them the supreme virtue is greed, and they are ready to grab whatever they can get, irrespective of the cost to others. And that is the beginning of their failure, and they collapse. There is not a single story of any empire which has endured. Every single empire fell into this same trap. They became greedy. They started walking roughshod over people. They started favoring injustice over justice. Their arrogance completely blinded them until they perished. Every single empire perished, and that is what we will see in the case of the current empires, which also think that they are indestructible, which also think that they will last forever. They will not last forever. Nothing lasts forever. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly in the Quran. And that is why it's very important for us to continue to be consistent, to continue to be consistent in our dua, to continue to be consistent in our work, to continue to be consistent in standing up for justice, and to wake up every morning and to do what needs to be done. Very important in this issue of consistency is therefore the issue of structure. Create a pattern. What is it that we are going to do? That structure is extremely important, because that structure is like the instrumentation check when you are flying a plane. When you are flying a plane, if you get into difficulties, the thing that they teach us is the first thing to do is check your instruments. No matter how severe the difficulty is, even if you are in a tailspin going nose down, do an instrumentation check. Do check your instruments. See what the instruments are saying. Don't get into panic, because the panic will make you do things which will probably end up in failure. So do the instrumentation. And that instrumentation check, that list, the making of these lists, the checking off of these lists, that is the secret of remaining consistent. Because consistency is to do the same thing clearly every time. The final point I want to make before we end today's further reminder is that there is also a danger in consistency, and that is getting wedded to one particular way. Consistency does not mean getting into a rut, getting into being wedded and being overly loyal to one particular way and continuing with that way even when you see that way is no longer working for you. Now that is very important, because if you do that, then you will fail. Consistency does not mean that we do not generate alternatives. Consistency does not mean that we don't change our methodology. We do not change our goal, but we must be willing to adapt. We must be willing to be flexible. We must be willing to generate alternatives. We must be willing to change our ways if you find that a particular way is not working. And there are enough and more examples of that happening today as well. We have, I think we have got stuck in some ways, and those ways we have to change, because otherwise we will not succeed. Continuing in a way which is really clearly not giving results is really very stupid. So must not do that. So be consistent, but be creative. Be consistent, but be flexible. Be consistent, but generate alternatives. But at all costs, be consistent. Don't give up. Don't stop. Be consistent. Put that foot forward before the other foot. Put the foot forward before the other foot. And continue to walk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us to the destination that He has destined for us. Because in his destiny is always khair. Now, two things that help us to be consistent, two essentials for consistency. One is a system, and the simplest system is a list. Make a list of what you need to do step by step. And the second one is metrics, is the measurement of those steps. How do I know I am succeeding? These two are very critical things. Make the list and have measurements to know how you are succeeding. If we do that, then you have a way of, you know what to do. No matter how much your enthusiasm might be flagging, no matter how depressed you might be feeling, you know that on the list, this is the step that I have to take now. And get up and do that. Take that step. Don't worry about feeling good about it. Just do it. Because that is what is the meaning of consistency. And your measurement, the metrics will tell you how successful you are in taking of that step. If we do these things, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely give us success. But everything is built on these steps. If we don't take the steps, then we will not be successful. We have to take the steps one by one, and each step must have a measurement, and based on that measurement, we go forward.
Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.